Boeing is looking for a new chief executive officer again. It's the second time in less than 2 years for the aerospace company. This time, the current CEO, Harry Stonecipher, has been forced out after admitting to an extramarital affair with a female Boeing executive. Boeing officials say although the relationship was consensual, it violated the company's code of conduct. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more from Chicago.
Harry Stonecipher took over as Boeing's chief executive nearly a year and a half ago in an effort to put a series of defense procurement scandals behind it. Boeing's chairman Lou Platt says Stonecipher did help turn Boeing around, but he tainted his success when he began having an affair this year with a coworker. During a conference call today, Platt said the company conducted a very thorough investigation after he received an anonymous note from an employee about 10 days ago.
In fact, determined that some of the allegations in the letter from this employee were in fact not true. That is, Harry had not influenced this individual's career, hadn't influenced salary or anything.
Platt said Stonecipher did confirm, however, there was a consensual affair. Platt declined to provide specifics, but he said the relationship was clearly against a company policy, which states that no employee should engage in any conduct that could cause Boeing embarrassment or raise questions about its honesty.
Harry was really the staunchest supporter of the code of conduct. He drew a very bright line for all employees.
And Platt says because Stonecipher let employees know even minor violations of the code would not be tolerated, he had to live by that standard. It was just 15 months ago that Stonecipher's predecessor, Philip Condit, resigned, and the company's chief financial officer landed in jail for violating federal contracting laws. Last week, the Air Force lifted a ban on Boeing, which had prohibited the company from bidding on satellite launch contracts. Aerospace analyst Kai Van Rumor at SG Cohen says it was Stonecipher coming out of retirement who helped reinvigorate the company.
He's always, you know, been tough but honest, and he's always been focused on shareholder value and the company's stock price. And so I think he was certainly instrumental or helpful in the current push for cash redeployment and buying in their stock.
Analyst Richard Abulafala at Thiel Corporation says Stonecipher was uniquely powerful, an activist board member, the CEO, and one of the company's biggest non-institutional investors. Abulafala says a consensual affair may not have cost Stonecipher his job in the past, but he says Boeing has been under close scrutiny.
There was always that 1% chance that perhaps maybe this scandal would have legs, and it would go to the top and create some kind of corporate paralysis if it got that far. So even though that was a remote chance, this gave them the ammunition they needed to remove that very prospect from investors' minds.
Boeing Chairman Lou Platt will now take on expanded duties. The company's chief financial officer, James Bell, is the interim president. Platt says the process for selecting a new CEO for Boeing was already underway since Harry Stonecipher was going to retire in May of next year. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.